Chapter 7. Because they prefer to do their own research online, many buyers can now be 60% of the way through a sales cycle before they engage a salesperson. These empowered buyers will then contact salespeople with an idea concerning their needs, the solution they want, and what they are willing to pay. So, to sell the value of their product, the salesperson will often have to reframe the customer's buying vision. But reframing the buying vision is a difficult challenge for salespeople for two reasons. One, skeptical. The first reason is that customers are inherently skeptical of what salespeople say. In the past, customers have bought into the promises made by salespeople only to discover that they did not materialize. There have been studies, for instance, that over two-thirds of CRM, Customer Relationship Management Software, or ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning implementations, have not delivered the intended ROI. 2. Confirmation bias. The second reason is that the customer's confirmation bias acts as a wall to opposing views. Just think of your partner asking, "Do these jeans make me look fat?" You may think your partner is looking for the truth, but what your partner is really looking for is reassurance. The harder the salesman pushes, the more the customer pushes back. Customers push back because of their confirmation bias. And research concludes that strongly held convictions can actually harden in the face of contradictory rational evidence. In 1979, for example, a team at Stanford University ran an interesting study where they measured the strength of the subjects' beliefs on capital punishment. The subjects were then asked to read short research reports for and against capital punishment. You would think that their beliefs would become more balanced after they read an opposing view, but their beliefs actually hardened. The confirmation bias does not just exist for highly emotive beliefs. It's also alive and well in science and among scientists themselves. Scientists, for example, have been found to rate more favorably studies that report findings consistent with their prior beliefs than studies reporting findings inconsistent with their previous beliefs. Status quo. So imagine you are a salesperson and you are trying to reframe the buying vision of your customer. To do so, your argument has to climb not only a wall of skepticism, but it also has to get past the buyer's confirmation bias. No wonder 60% of sales opportunities end with the buyer deciding not to buy. Insight scenario. Instead of trying to win a debate with a customer, a salesperson will succeed more often by putting the rational reasons to buy a product inside a series of insight scenarios, like a Trojan horse, so that your sales message gets past the customer's defensive wall and is more likely to be heard. With an insight scenario, you can deliver insights that will challenge the customer's thinking and not the customer. Because insight scenarios are about someone else, customers do not feel like they are being attacked. A story simply presents a scenario that allows customers to draw their own conclusions. Without feeling pressured, customers can now relax and listen to your message, and possibly gain enough insight that they will start to tell themselves a new story, where new choices make more sense.